Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening, and welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and we're going to continue talking about the distinction between the three realms, the natural, the supernatural, and the spiritual. Now, we're starting to get into the supernatural, the solical realm, and it's a challenge because we have been so historically, the Christian religion is very good at mixing, combining the spirit qualities and characteristics with the supernatural qualities and characteristics. So don't get frustrated that this is going to take a while to learn the difference. But it's not up to you. It's up to God. He is the one who is training you. He is the one who will sharpen your soulical senses to become tuned to your spiritual senses. If this is of interest to you, that simply means that God wants to talk to you about it. He wants to spend time with you regarding the distinction between the spiritual and the supernatural. And one thing to remember, we're just putting words on reality. We are trying to describe in these little tiny words something that is huge and tremendous and complex. So it's not going to be an effort in your soul, in your mind, or your will, your emotions. That's not where you're going to find the truth of this distinction. This is something God will reveal to you, and He has committed to reveal this to you, that His living word divides soul and spirit within us. And He wants you to differentiate between your soul and your spirit. Our goal here is to encourage you in that endeavor. We will try to answer questions and try to encourage you toward situations that the Lord can use to teach you, but it's always up to Him. And remember, your spirit, if you've been born again, already knows everything you need to know. Your soul is already in training. Your body is already becoming subjected to your soul. It's not like you need to catch up or that you've lost ground. Now, what's coming to mind right now is just to give you an encouragement that when you start to have that distinction between your soul and your spirit as part of your understanding, when you start to realize that you are a spirit being and you have a soul, there is such freedom there that those enemies that have been keep keeping you in bondage are going to put up a fight. And when you start to realize your true nature, your spirit nature, that you are a joint heir with Christ, you are already a son of God. You have received all the eternal life you're ever going to in your spirit, that you have everything you need for life and godliness. As the Lord starts to reveal this to you, that it's already happened, it's the truth that it's already happened. And once that starts to become a reality, you start to become a threat to your enemies. Your enemies are your own self-life, your own way of doing things. Your mind and will and emotions have habits, and those habits die hard. But also the world system. You're going to be going against the grain because you're going to be going with God. And then you're going to become an enemy of your enemy, the devil. He hates freedom. He hates truth. He hates your identity. It's nothing personal. That's who he is. That's who God created him to be. But recognize, when you start to live and move and have your being as a spirit being, everything around you will have to change. And everything around you doesn't want to. Most of us live our lives in the path of the least resistance. Now, as you experience who God is, his life will begin to draw you to spend more time with him, to put away other things. How you spend your time, how you spend your thought life. But it's his goodness that will draw you. So as you taste a little, he will give you a hunger for more. Now, those things that took up your time and those strategies that the enemy has been using against you, your enemies aren't just going to say, okay, well, I guess we need to go somewhere else. None of them will give up that easily. So be aware of this is part of the process. Not only finding out who you are, what your characteristics are as a spirit being, but also how your enemy has had you trapped. And as part of that, how to overcome. It will not be through your own strength of your soul. It will be your soul being brought into, swallowed up in your spirit. It's not out there. It's not about serving God, finding your ministry, fulfilling your purpose. It's all inside. Bringing you into oneness, spirit, soul, and body. Now, others may or may not see what's going on. That's not your problem. And odds are, he will put you in situations where you will have impacts on other people. That's not your decision. And, of course, you're going to have people who object to you taking this internal route to knowing God. People always object to what they don't understand and have not experienced. But the choices you will make will be based on your preferences of experiencing God. So now, as you approach this whole concept of spirit, soul, and body, if you have questions, if there is still confusion there, and we're going to go into it a little bit more, and all we're trying to do is speak words for the Lord to take and drop them into your soul to bring healing, enlightenment, truth, but God is the one who does that. We're just stirring the pot and allowing him to bring out the truth and the flavor that you need. That's his job. That's between the two of you. But in the course of that, other things will be stirred up as well. And as you realize that nothing happens in a vacuum, that the more free you become, the more there will be a desire to bring you back into prison. And very often, that desire to bring you back into the prison comes from the guards, comes from the other prisoners, comes from those who live at the prison in one way or another. When you disrupt their routine, when you can get closer to God than they are, on your own terms, his way, there's going to be a battle there. But there's a reason Christians who are getting to know God are called overcomers. That's the kind of thing we overcome, is whatever is in your way. And this is, again, not by your strength of emotion, your passion, your strength of will, making the right choices, or your strength of mind, reasoning things out. Instead, bringing all that before the Lord and saying, Lord, I trust that you will reveal yourself to me in this area and will lead me beside your still waters, that I may drink and never thirst, that I may take of that living water and experience every moment of every day what you want me to have right now. Now, as you start to do that, a greater and greater desire will come. Now, through that, over time, there's going to be ebbs and flows and high points and low points. So one of the big things to remember is, just like in any other area of our life, we want to develop habits, a pattern that will carry the load when we don't feel God's presence. When something he's doing in our life doesn't make sense in our mind, when, regardless of the choices we make, things don't turn out right, when our circumstances don't line up. In other words, when our soul fails in our mind, our will, and our emotions, when things don't go right, we will still turn to God first. Say, Lord, what is your purpose here? What is your truth here? What is going on here? And even if he doesn't answer, and sometimes especially if he doesn't answer, knowing that based on our past experience, He loves us and is working everything to make us able to receive more love from Him. And as a reminder, sometimes we don't hear anything from Him because we really don't need to. Because we're on the right track, we're heading in the right direction, we're receiving from Him exactly what He wants us to receive. There's nothing going on. There's no course correction needed. We just keep going on in whatever direction you're heading. Sometimes that's when God is the most silent, is when everything's going fine, regardless of the circumstances. Regardless if there's tragedy or major decisions you need to make, remember, in your spirit, you are hearing Him 100% of the time. You already know every answer to every question. When He re-spirited you, He gave you Himself. He doesn't give you His love. He doesn't make you deserving of His love. Are His love. You don't receive it in your spirit. You are His love in your spirit. So we use terms and we use descriptions, and really what we're trying to do is be in the general area of where God wants to go for each of us so that He can shine the light on the one word or phrase that will reveal the avenue, that will provide the key to the door, that will bring us into a greater union and understanding and enjoyment of His presence in our soul. Now, your walk is going to be different than anyone else's. But as you develop these habits, the habits are fairly consistent from one person to another. And these are some of the things we've talked about. To develop a pattern of spending time with God, developing a step-by-step, how to test what you hear, how to handle dealing with wounds, dealing with lies, dealing with attacks of your enemies. And take these situations knowing that they are going to happen and have a response ready. So you'll know how to handle things when they happen. And you won't have to be thinking in the process. It's like when we learn to drive. Part of the process of learning to drive is how to handle emergency situations. For instance, bad weather. When there's fog, hopefully we've learned you slow down. You don't use your high beams. You put more space between you and the next person. And you look for the lines in the street. Well, if you don't know that, when you head into the fog, you may have to experiment. Okay, what do I do? I don't know how to drive in fog. And that can cause unnecessary stress and can even cause an accident. So know ahead of time, there's going to be times when God is silent. There's going to be times when He's going to test your willingness to drop what you're doing and follow His instructions to do something else. There's going to be times when He directs you to do something you don't want to do. There's going to be all these times. Know these ahead of time. But it's not to test you to see if you'll fail, but to reveal Himself, to reveal an area you may be depending on your soul too much. It's just simply part of the process. It's an obstacle course that you are learning to overcome. So learning to distinguish between the spirit and the soul and even your body, and to distinguish between the senses in the spirit, your spiritual senses, your solical senses, and your natural senses, comes through experience. It comes over time and spending that time with God. So as we talk about, we use the illustration that there's a difference between the mind and the brain. Some people get that. For others, it's just not clicking. Well, that's fine. God knows when it's his timing how to reveal to you the differentiation between the spirit, soul, and body. Your spirit, soul, and body. He knows how you are made because he made you exactly the way he wants you. He didn't say, okay, I'm going to make this person this way, but hopefully while they're there on that earth thing, they'll get fixed. No, he started out, he gave you exactly the tools and the circumstances and the family and the history that he wanted you to have for his purposes, which is to bring you to him, to know him, to come into alignment. So it's not, again, for you to figure out. It's for him to reveal. So as we proceed talking about the supernatural and the spiritual, don't struggle with it. Instead, let it, basically think of it just falling into your ears, rolling around, and letting the Lord bring to the surface, speak to your heart, anything that he wants to make real to you. That's all that matters. Just learning something isn't going to change you, isn't going to heal you, but his words will. And sometimes he heals without us understanding at all. Sometimes he drops revelation into our heart that isn't even related to anything we're hearing. So our goal is, rather than trying to struggle to figure these things out and answer every little nuanced question about how the spirit and the soul interact and the self-life and the flesh, instead what we're interested in, what does God want to say to us? Or you could even say, Lord, I'm studying this, I'm reading about this, I'm hearing about this. What do you want me to know? And then you can trust that he will make it real to you. That's all you have to do. Now, if this is important to you, if this is something high on God's list, he will provide special opportunities. And they may come in either negative or positive situations where he will entice you and make those connections. He's giving you some information, then he's going to apply it in your life. This is what it looks like for you. And very often it's after it's had an effect in our life that we make the connections. So relax. Let the Lord do his thing in you. He is going to. You can let him do it. You can just enjoy the ride. So getting back to last week, we were talking about the solical senses. And again, our soul functions in the supernatural realm, which is above the natural below the spiritual. Within the supernatural environment, the supernatural realm, is our solical realm. Now, the solical realm applies only to humans. You have your own solical realm. It's where your soul and your soul's senses function. Now, there's other creatures and other beings in the supernatural environment. We're not going to get too much into them right now. But they're not part of your solical environment. So all of your soul is in the supernatural realm. But all the supernatural realm does not apply to the soul. So the supernatural environment is those areas between the natural, and the natural realm is simply that which was created and can be recognized by the natural senses, and the spiritual realm, that which has the same characteristics as God, is holy, eternal, omnipotent, truthful. If we think about it, most of us spend the majority of our time and thoughts and emotions dwelling in the solical, the supernatural realm. Though this is one realm, the supernatural realm is just one realm of the three. It contains many regions. And so we're talking about the soul is a region. In order to understand our beliefs, we can say that the supernatural realm is where the angels and demons dwell, also described as heaven and hell. Heaven and hell are not spiritual dimensions. They are supernatural dimensions. They are both created. They are not eternal. They have a beginning and an end. And so do the creatures in those places. We can also say that the realm or environment to which our soul relates is the solical environment. Again, these are just, we're trying to get an understanding of our limitations, our authority, and how our soul relates to our spirit. Our solical senses work just as well or as poorly in heaven as in hell. Heaven and hell are dimensions, are aspects, regions in the supernatural realm that as your solical senses are tuned, you will begin to have perceptions of both equally well as the Lord desires. As the Lord desires to give you insights into these regions, he does not prefer one over the other. We have preferences. He does not. And we are as safe in one region as the other as we go with God. Now, the most important law that persists over this realm is that God reigns supreme. Nothing happens in heaven, in hell, in our soul, in the supernatural environment, in our solical realm, or heaven realm, or hell realm. Nothing happens anywhere without his express determination. Not just his permission, but his determination, just as in the natural realm. He is not a passive God. He doesn't allow. He constructs. He does his will. So hopefully that will give you some encouragement. Let the Lord speak to you. Spend time. And if you go off in a rabbit trail and he wants to talk to you about something else, yay. Because that's the final goal, is knowing him, testing what you hear, and then responding. So have a great Thanksgiving. And if you have any questions or feedback, drop me a line at diane@therainersclub.org. Until next week, thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Rainers Radio. Have a great night.